And welcome back here to Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. As we continue on and push through to the top of the hour, again, Pizza Box is up next from noon to one. We'll be talking with Pizza Box Mike. But we get one more feature in for you today, and I'm really excited to talk with Marta over at the Piano Gal Shop in Sun Prairie. The website, thepianogalshop.com. Marta, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
It's good to catch up with you. I know you've been busy. You're always busy doing something.
Yeah.
Now, I see you lately. We'll talk about your shop in just a second, a few other things. But I see so many posts of you on social lately about rehabbing, repurposing old pianos, doing these really unique designs and custom things with them. Tell us a little bit about that part of your business and how much fun that looks like it is. It must be, right?
Yes, it's really fun. Sometimes I'm like, I'll get another commission from someone and I'm just kind of like pinch myself. I'm like, people actually like pay me money to do this. Like, this is real life, I guess. It's really neat. Being a piano technician who also happens to be very, just artsy, has lent itself to give me a unique niche where people either hire me to paint their pianos, which really you need to understand pianos to paint them so that you're doing it appropriately so the piano can still be serviced, take things apart, and then, tune them and clean them and actually ensure that the musical instrument itself is still the main priority. So, custom pianos like that, where I update the exterior, do new hardware, upholster the bench, all that kind of stuff. And then people hired me to take their too far gone pianos and make them into something else, give them fresh new life. So I make bars and desks and end tables and wall art pieces and a lot of that. And most of the time those are heirloom situations. So it's, passed down and they either don't play or they don't want to invest in restoration, but they don't want to part with it. So I have one in my workshop now that's going to be a dry bar. And it was her grandmother's, and she never met her grandmother, but it had been in her mother's home, hadn't been tuned in 30 plus years. It's too far gone. And she was named after this grandmother. So she wants to keep it in her home, but she doesn't want to use it as a piano. So it's going to be a bar, which is a really cool project to take on this summer. So I do a lot of those custom projects for people, kind of whatever they want. I'll just create it for them. So
looks like so much fun.
It is. It really is.
All right, we're talking with Marta Hansen over at the Piano Gal Shop in downtown Sun Prairie. Marta, give people the quick overview because that's part of what you do, but you offer lessons, you do sales. Give us the whole breadth of everything over there.
Yeah, so brick and mortar music store. A big facet of the shop is that we have four private studio rooms. We offer piano, voice, guitar, and ukulele lessons, and there's six teachers at the shop. And then in addition to that, we have a showroom area, specialized in used piano sales, and then new guitars and new ukuleles, sheet music, and like supplies and things, strings, capos, cases, all the kind of music store stuff that you would, want out of a music store. And then fun gifty things like the local art and stuff I've made and just fun, unique music gifts and stuff like that. And then I'm off site many, many times a week out piano tuning. So I tune for people's pianos in their homes, schools, churches, all over the place, really all over Dane County. I'm out tuning and doing repair work as well.
So you can find the Piano Gal Shop again, downtown Sun Prairie. It's 395 East Main Street, Sun Prairie. It's a beautiful location. Love that downtown square as well. Lots of fun businesses right around there. And Marta's right in the thick of it. She loves the action. I know that.
I do.
it's such a fun service. What is it like working with kids? I know you do a lot of lessons with kids too. What is that like?
It's wonderful. I in a former life before I went into entrepreneurship and learned how to tune pianos and things, I was actually a public school music teacher. So I've always loved working with kids. It's great because we get to see them go on the journey from not knowing a thing to, you know, really becoming just these well-rounded musicians, and we get to know them and their families become friends, and they just have this sparkle about learning their instrument in their eyes. And it's so fun to see. I have, you know, I have a student who I've had for over 10 years. I've had him since he was 6 years old, and now he's learning to drive. And he went from Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to playing Chopin and Beethoven. And it's just such a neat privilege to be able to have students for that many years and see them grow like that. It's really, really cool and very rewarding.
Now, do you have time and openings for lessons right now?
I don't personally. I am full. My studio is a lot smaller than it used to be just because I'm juggling all the other facets of the business. So the students I have are students I've had for a long time. But I have other teachers at the shop that are absolutely wonderful, and they are taking new students. So
good to know. Thepianogalshop.com. You can find out a whole bunch more there. Marta, you also, you know, you love music, obviously, but you took some time here recently to create some music. So tell us about this exciting album that you're about to release here in just a couple weeks.
I'm thrilled about it. You know, COVID, with the last year, with the things being closed and locked down, I had to, one, think creatively about keeping the shop running. And then two, I didn't have any gigs. A lot of my gigs performing were for cover songs and, you know, doing dueling pianos and sing-alongs and things like that, which I love, but it didn't lend itself time for me to write my own stuff. So during this whole past year and a half, I had time and I started writing, and I wrote 9 original songs and then arranged a really cool cover. And over the last 6 months, I've been in a studio called Lunar Lava Audio, which is in Fort Atkinson. And I've been recording, and I'll be releasing the album July 13th. It's my first album of all original music that I wrote myself. And it's very, it's piano centric with, I think, very thoughtful vocals and a lot of rock edge to it. I have some guitar and drums, and I'm very influenced by like 90s rock music. It's my favorite. So
okay.
They all kind of have a rock feel to them, kind of adult contemporary rock kind of a vibe. So,
all right. What are some of those 90s rock bands, now that you brought it up, that you really like?
Oh, so, you know, Nirvana is one of my favorite bands ever. I just ordered my Madison magazine exclusive copy with Nirvana on the cover today, because I'm really excited to get that. That'll be framed in my shop. I love the Foo Fighters. I love Pearl Jam. I love Radiohead. You name it, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, all those bands are a big influence on me, and I'm kind of stuck in that decade a little bit. So I love that music so much.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I grew up on grunge too, and yep, absolutely love it. Yep. Some incredible bands during that time frame. It was amazing. But I know you also dig, like, you know, some really cool rock bands that are a little bit older too, like Queen.
I do.
And some others, right? So any influence of that stuff made it in there? Or?
Absolutely. I mean, okay. I think, you know, I've got that grunge influence, but then at the same time, you know, I'm a classically trained musician. So I feel like there's some, I throw in some theatrical elements, and I try to be really unique with my chord progressions, and try to make sure that every song is different. So I don't want any songs on the album when it goes to the next track to be like, oh, this sounds like the one before. I feel like that's definitely, you know, when I listen to songs like Queen, bands like Queen, and Freddie Mercury is my absolute idol. I've seen them in concert, but with Adam Lambert, and that's the one thing in life that I'll never get, is to see Freddie live. He's absolutely amazing. And they were so theatrical and so musically talented and amazing in the songs that they, and the complexity of the songs that they wrote. And I do aim for that, for sure.
I'm intrigued, Marta. Yeah. I'm very interested now. You've got my attention.
Yeah.
That album drops, is released. There's a release party on July 13th. You can find out more about that. Can you find out more about that on the Piano Gal Shop website, or where do people have to go to find out about
yeah,
the
music? So actually I launched very recently a website dedicated just to my solo projects for music, just to not make the Piano Gal Shop website too convoluted. So you can actually go to martahansenmusic.com, and it's got a full list of upcoming gigs, album release party, and then it'll have the link to go download the album directly. And I will have some hard copy CDs as well, because I know a few people still use CDs. So
right on. That's yeah. Marta Hansen, HANSEN.com. You can find out about the solo projects, the Piano Gal Shop, and you can catch Marta live at the Dame by Local Car Show on September 18th, too. She's yeah. one of the artists that signed on. We're looking forward to that.
I'm very excited about that.
Take care of yourself. I got to run, but it's been great chatting with you and catching up. Best of luck, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
MartaHansen.com. MartaHansenMusic.com. And Marta has me really intrigued by that album coming out. Also, what she described is very similar to another artist who just confirmed to play at the Dame by Local Car Show on September 18th from the band Counter Void, the lead singer, main songwriter, instrumentalist of all kinds, and my brother, Ben Hafeman. Give you a little Counter Void on the way out. Pizza Box will be up next. Dame by Local Car Show, September 18th in Fitchburg.